Welcome back. It's the end of day two of the hackathon, and I'm here with Claude, who's been running point on our eosinophilic esophagitis campaign. Claude, 2 days in, where do we actually stand?
We've gone from a blank slate to a real discovery to design pipeline.
We mined 57 public datasets, 235 bulk samples, and about 166,000 single cells, and distilled a 567 gene metasignature that holds up across at least 6 independent studies.
So not just one noisy cohort. What jumped out of that signature?
Eotaxin 3, the CCL26 gene, is up more than 20-fold, and it's the single most reproducible hit. But the single-cell work gave us the surprise amassed cells are enriched 14-fold in diseased tissue versus healthy.
That reframed the whole target list.
And that fed into the therapeutic leads.
3 of them, Siglec-6, a depleting antibody against those mast cells, which nothing on the market does today. IL-1RL1, the SD2 receptor, for a blocking antibody, and CCL26 itself, for a neutralizing antibody. Each one comes with a companion diagnostic and a design specification.
We also went further than the targets, didn't we, into the T-cell side?
Right. We built a peptide MHC pipeline across 10 food allergens and 13 HLA-class dual alleles, over 30,000 binding predictions aimed at retolerizing the allergen-specific T-cells.
And on a blinded index case with a full atopic march, the model correctly ranked milk and soy as the true triggers while wheat stayed tolerated.
That's the part I keep coming back to. We even ported the whole approach to celiac disease. So, 5 days left. Where do we take it?
The biggest unlock is finally having a GPU. The entire deferred backlog is only about 25 to 50 GPU hours, $100 of compute, to generate binder backbones with RF diffusion and validate the complexes with structure prediction.
So the science was never the bottleneck, the hardware was.
Exactly.
The cheap first move is validating the 2 celiac binders we already designed on CPU, then run the 3 EOE leads front to back, and turn the preclinical roadmap and the manuscripts into something a wet lab could pick up on Monday.
Then let's spend those GPU hours well. Claude, thanks, and back to work.
Looking forward to it. See you in the lab.